So we're going to go gems on Monday. Thank you so much to Rabbi Arnold Goldstein, who we're learning this week in memory of Althea Goldstein, Alta Sholamis, Baz Baruch Shoah Levi. Thank you very much to Mr. Goldstein, Shev Sead Shemaya, and then Shemi Mel Tzosh of Arsenal Klai, so also for Shalema from my wife's uncle, Yitzhak Baruch Ben Rachel Yehudis, is having surgery today. So the opening passage of the Parsha of Eilat told us, Yitzhak Avram Holidus Yitzhak. We know famously the Rashi tells us, page 1, a beautiful, beautiful vort. Rashi tells us, well, I'm going to give you the Rashi, but everyone knows that everyone was talking about, why does the pasuk have to tell us that at the end of the day, Yael told you, Yitzchak, Avram, Holek, you're telling me the same thing over and over again. So Rashi tells us famously that people were, the gossipers were talking in the marketplace and saying, oh, only when Sarah got, well, she was with Avimelech, then and only then did she become pregnant, but really it didn't come from Avram, it came from Avimelech. I saw a very nice idea before we get to the Chiddush Harim. So a nice idea from the Kol Ram, Rav Moshe. I'm giving everyone homework to buy a Kol Ram online. Kol Ram, get it, Z Berman. They do some shipping over here. Give me 10%, we're good to go. Says the Kol Ram, Avram Holi to Sitchak means that from the child, you know the parents. That you see a kid who acts kind, you know that this kid comes from a chash of a family. Eda told us, Yitzchak Avram Holi to Sitchak, meaning when you see the kid, you know that who he comes from. Like a parent-teacher conference. I see at the end of the day, now everything makes sense. Both ways, right? Both ways. Positive and also other positive, right? The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. But Rav Moshe says, a beautiful vort. And when it comes to midos and being mechanech our children, the kids should be our representations of ourselves. Beautiful Rav Moshe, that's not where we're going right here. Chiddush Harim says a beautiful question. He says, they shouldn't be, right? The Rashi's lashon from the Medrash, third line down. Hamedrashavi Rashi, Lefisha Haya Late Sunday Hador, Umrim Me'avi Melech, this Abrasar, right? The Litzonim, right? Well, how do you call Lates? The Jokers? They shouldn't be called Litzonim, right? They should be called Rak Risham Shotzi Dibasar Minot. They should be called Baalei Lashon Hara. What's the Late Sunday Hador? Late Sunday Hador. So the Chiddush Harim says something beautiful. He says that at the end of the day, Sheperish Ukach Shahaya Litzonim Hador, Umrim Me'avi Melech. No, they're really Litzonim. Because they're going to say that it came from Avi Melech. Adishe spal Avram al Avimelech, that Avram made a daven for Avimelech, nene utchila, right? This is the source of the Gemara. Rabbi Goldberg quoted a few weeks ago. That if you and your friend both need something and you daven for your friend first, you're answered. And it's Abra Sara. The Hiksha ha MS who came, then at the end of the day, it's the same. That's really what happened. Avram daven for Avimelech, so then why they call Litzanim? Madu ahem nikran Litzanim ador, v'teretz, shehem hayem miskanim zos Litzanis. It's like, you daven for your friend, you think that's the reason why you're answered first? You daven for your friend, that's why you think you daven for Avimelech? It's not talking about the push-up shahs, the Litzonim, that Avimelech. Litzonim are the people that say, you think you daven for your friend, that's what caused Sarah to have a child? It's Narishkeit. That's Litzonim. Rabbi Goldberg said it a vort from the Ripsum Chabanim. I don't remember the vort. I texted him last night for the vort. He said, such a Torah. What was going on with Avimelech at the time? Avimelech took Sarah, right? And now, Avram Avinu and Sarah, they're barren. But Avram sees that Avimelech is in such pain. So what does Avram do? He puts himself out. He didn't care about his own self. He wanted Avimelech to have a refuah. He wanted to make sure that Avram, so he was willing that Avimelech, that people should say that Avimelech would be Yitzhak's father, that he was willing to forego his own dignity, that people should say that Avram wasn't the father. He says that's what true Avas Yisrael, or true caring is. Even when it's going to come at your expense. That's not what the Chiddush Harim says here. Chiddush Harim is saying, he's putting emphasis on how they late sonim. They say, late sonim, yeah. You go to a rabbi, you get a bracha, shkoich. You dip the salt on chal, shkoich. Or the school, I'm not a big school guy, whatever it is. But shkoich, no, who says you care? You down for your friend, those things don't work. Pesim Chabonim says that Avram Yeriyah is such mysterious nevesh, even though it would come at his expense, he's still down for Avimelech, and that's why he was zoch to have the Yeshua. By the way, it's the same vort in the next vort. From Yaakov David Amshinov, one of the Amshinovers. It says, Vayeta Yitzhak Lashem Lenochach Ishto. Yitzhak Davin Sakarish Baruch on behalf of his wife. It says the name of Yaakov David Amshinov, that each one of them were davening for each other. Yitzhak was saying, Takarish Baruch, look at Rivka. Rivka grew up in a house of Lavan and Besua. She grew up in a house, and look what came out of. She came a Rivka Yimenu. And Rivka was davening for Yitzhak. Each one of them were davening for each other. And that's why the Pasuk says, Vayesar Yitzhak Lashem Lenochach Ishto. He wasn't just davening on behalf of his wife. He's davening in schus of his wife. Right? Look at the Zera Perish, the third to last line down. The Zera Perish, the Nochach Ishto, Mashi Haisa Mispalelas, Bishuso, Hayahu Mispala Bishuso. The fact that she was davening for him, and she was davening for her, he was davening for her, at the end of the day, they were both davening for each other. But at the end of the day, both these words we see, when you daven for someone sincerely, and you care for someone sincerely, the Rabbeinu Shem sees, he sees that as a virtue. Right? If you go to the Arizal, you go to the Tzfat, you see on the Arizal's kever. What's written on the Arizal's kever, and you open any Nusach Svar Tzitter, that he writes that a person should take upon themselves the mitzvah of a haft l'recha kamocha before davening. And you might think to yourself, what does haft l'recha kamocha have to do with davening? It seems to be two different worlds. Because before we come to the Tata, before we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see if you care about the family. You care about the family. You care about your friends. Not only your own kid shidduch, not only your own refuah, but you care about your friend's refuah. Then the Rabbeinu Shem, I'll bring you the Yeshua. But it's got to be in a sincere and caring way. It can't just be, oh, I'm going to do it, and then it'll work. No. It's got to be done in a sincere and caring way. I thought that was a beautiful idea from Sechem Bonim and Rav Yaakov Dovid and Amshara. Moving on to idea number two. Oy, Yisrael, the after Rebbe. So now I had to cut myself from 30 to 20, so I got to move a little quicker. But I think we're okay. The pasuk says, Vayitosu Rabbanim Bekirbo, right? The two kids are quarreling inside of her, and she says, Lama Zanochi, what's going on over here? There's a nice word from the Sichos Musar. Rav Chaim Shmulev, it's not over here. You know, sometimes I give you guys a little homework to do outside, a little research. I can't give you everything yourself, you know, unless I get a salary, but that's not for, we'll talk about that later. Sichos Musar is a beautiful word. I mean, I do get a salary, just in Shema. Sichos Musar says, why is Yaakov, right? Rashi says that he's pushing to get out. But they're learning the Gemara and Sazanita and the Aflamid. They're learning the Torah inside. Right, every single time she passed by the Beis Midrash, Yaakov pushed to get out. Every time they passed by the Baal Teivot, he pushed to give out. Says Reb Chaim Shmulev, it's a beautiful idea. When you're inside the womb, you're getting spoon-fed. The teacher's giving you, he's making you the copies. You're good to go. Not the Malach, relax. I don't think my Baal Gaiva. At the end of the day, Yaakov Avinu didn't just want the Torah, he wanted the Amelus Petorah. He wanted the Galtiyum Matzasi. He wanted the work. You can't just get something. I told my students today, what's better? When your cleaning woman cleans your house, or you feel like you cleaned it? And they all said, when she does it. I said, Shkoich, that was a setup. Obviously you would say that because you're in seventh grade and you're lazy. But at the end of the day, you feel good when you do something, when you put your work into it. Right? The Adam Amo Yulad, we're here to work. Right? We're here to work. We're here to work on ourselves. That's what he says by Yisrael Jabban Mekirba. Back to the page over Ovi Yisrael. So he really quotes, says a beautiful idea, Lama Ze Anochi. She says a beautiful idea. She says, Lama Ze Anochi, why did my kids get the traits from Anochi, from my house, Labanu Besuel, and why didn't they get the traits from Yitzhak, their father, their tzaddik? Rotzolomer, bottom line, Rabbanam paragraph. Rotzolomer, Shiakulo Anochi, Kumo Bechinosi, Machtovi, Lo Yabushu, Mime Mitova, Yishra, Mitzan, Oveva tzaddik. Ulezet, Tevak, Lichos, Hashem, Ayomer Hashem, La Shnegoit, Going to Vitnik, right? At the end of this, she wanted to know why did they get my spiritual DNA, love and besuel. Why didn't they get the spiritual DNA from their father, right? At the end of the day, this is such a vort. But each one of us, when we give over our traits to our kids, we don't only give them the physical DNA. We also give over our spiritual DNA. We also give over their midos. I told the chaver today, the Rishon Lezion said it's easier to finish all of Shas, easier to finish than all of Shas than change one mido. That's what he said, right? Shema Shas, less than over than a month. No winter coats required for those who are going back up north. Up north, you need a coat, Taka. But maybe if the Jets make the playoffs, then maybe you need a coat for a second. That's not going to happen. Getting too ahead of ourselves here. But at the end of the day, for us to be able to realize that we not only give over our physical traits to our children, but you also give over the spiritual DNA as well. There's a sefer called Heichal Bracha. You don't have it over here. I'm sure quotes it. Because if you look at all these parshios, Sarah, Rivka, Yosef, they're all talking about everyone's physical beauty. This is in a Lahavdil, People magazine, checking out of Publix over here. Why is the Torah so focused on the physical, everything, on the physical beauty of all in the Brachos? It's all over the place. So the Kumana Rebbe, the Heichal Bracha, says something beautiful. He says, when someone is constantly working themselves spiritually, when it comes to their Avodas Hashem, they're davening, they're learning the Midos, the Kedusha, it has an effect on how they look. So the fact is that the Torah is so focused on their physical attributes, it's not talking about their physical attributes. It's a remez that they're at the end of the day, they're such on a high spiritual level that it caused them physically to look different. It caused them to look like a different person. So when the Torah tells Sarah's beautiful and Yosef's beautiful and Rivka's beautiful, everyone's beautiful, it's not talking about their how they look. It's talking about their neshama. And the neshama spilled over, right? When the Hanukkah Kislev mode, the shemen, the oil spilled over to the rest of their souls. Moving on to Adi number three. Adi number three from the Chofetz Chaim. Beautiful, beautiful for it. So the pasuk says, Vayachru av the Yitzhak v'nachol, right? Yitzhak goes to his servants go to get all these wells out, all these wells that at the end of the day they were dug up, they were closed up, right? Avimelech's chevra they couldn't do it, but Yitzchak still went there, and the Chavetz Chaim says a beautiful idea. We'll just say it outside. He says the idea of the Yitzchak Avinu teaches us here that even when things look closed up, and even when things look hard, and even when things look like there's not going to be Yeshua, we still have to try hard. We still have to put our meals. We still, and he says that this is in Ruchnius and Gashmius. I lie. Let's see. Kenadavar. Kenadavar bechol anyonim. Hachumrim baharuchnim. When it comes to physicality, Gashmius, and in business, veharuchnim. Hey, b'mischa, hey, b'lima da Torah. V'im mishu eino matzliach b'tchila b'limudo. If you're not matzliach at the beginning of your learning, Rabbi Akiva, you ayazov as a Torah. You don't learn because it's hard. You don't leave it. You work hard, you're going to feel it. Stop giving up, right? I know this just for myself, giving up sometimes when you're learning a Tosas, learning a Gemara. So we're in the generation of immediate gratification. Immediate gratification. Right? I see this, maybe you see from your kids, your grandkids. I know for myself, because whenever something's hard, you always want to go the opposite way. We live in the generation that, Rabbi says, Rabbi Simon, we need immediate gratification. Chas v'shalom, there's a commercial. Oh my gosh, a commercial to wait 2.5 minutes in between plays on Sunday. Taka, like everyone needs, everything's got to move. But this is the vort. By the way, you would think that I'm reading from Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, but this is the Chavetz Chaim. So all those over there who, if I could say the word Breslov in this room, this is Mamish, this is Chavetz Chaim writing this 150 years later after the Rabbi Nachman. This is the whole Yisod of Ein Shum Yesh Ba'olam Klal. Even when things are hard, and even when things are difficult, Ein Shum Yesh Ba'olam Klal, we never give up. We always continue to fight hard, whatever it is, whether in Ruchnius or in Gashmius. Moving on to idea number four, on page four. We're doing great on time, Baruch Hashem. I'm sorry if I'm going a little quick. I'm not used to this slide over here. I know Rabbi Shaka, you guys doing the Siva Shalom, no? So I hope you guys are merchel. This is the Eretz Tzvi. I don't think we ever recorded the Eretz Tzvi. The Eretz Tzvi, it happens to be a very close to my heart. Not only because he was the last Rosh Hashiva of Chachmei Lublin before the war, but because Rabbi Goldberg and myself, Rabbi Goldberg's son-in-law is my wife's cousin. So they just had a baby, and they named the baby Aryeh Tzvi. Both for my wife's side's my wife's grandfather, who was Aryeh, and Tzvi was his father. So I at the bris, I said, Rabbi Goldberg, I said, you know, Aryeh Tzvi, it's the kosher Glover. So now he calls his 2-month baby, 2-month grandson, the kosher Glover. I don't know if that works by the Ba'al Malach HaGol, but he calls it the Kosher Glover. So you see Rabbi Goldberg, you say you learn Torah from the Kosher Glover.
This is the
second time? We had the Kosher Glover too today. Oh, Baruch Hashem. With Rabbi Goldberg?
Yeah.
With Rabbi Askowitz. Oh, very good. Okay, so he says on the same Pasuk, Vayeshev Yitzchak Vayachboros Be'er Samayim HaShechofer B'mei Avram Ova Yitzchak Plishtim, right? Right. The Plishtim, they were the ones who closed up these things. So you guys might think, oh, we do over these psukim. I know I read over this psukim a million times. Now it seems like we have gold right here. We have the Chavetz Chaim vort. Now we have the vort right here from the Eretz Tzvi. Says the Kosher Glover, what does it mean that Yitzchak opened up the wells that were closed up by the Plishtim? Every single one of us have a soul. Every single one of us have an neshama. And it's our job to be able to realize that who we come from. We come from royalty. Let's go right by the arrow over there. And we should know we come from royalty. We come from our avos. But what happens in our life? We have that potential. We have that Avram Yitzhak. We have that Yitzchol Ish Yisrael Nitzos Kadosh, he says on the first line over there. That the avos implanted Ish Yisrael Nitzos Kadosh. But what happens? What happens? We get involved with Narishkeit. We get involved with things that close it up. The plishim of our lives. The tum of our lives. Vereishis kol tzorach. The tzorach is a sima min ha'aretz ha'ova shenitva v'socho. First thing we have to do is you have to open up the things that are closed. Rak achar kach yichol nechapis mechadosh. Gam ken v'limso b'yamayim chayim. Oris chadoshim. Right? He says that The number one way to feel Torah, the beginning of Chagiga, did the Torah partner of an Ravin. But a person wants to feel spiritually connected, he's got to get rid of the Sumeira. Right? Sumera comes first, then the Asi Tov. The Avnei Nezer writes from the Shemesh Milk writes from the Avnei Nezer also. Sometimes Sumera v'Asi Tov, it's really one step. It's not Sumera v'Asi Tov. It's how to get rid of the Sumera v'Asi Tov. If you're constantly involved in Torah, if you're constantly involved in Ruchnis, if you're constantly involved in Avodas Hashem, you don't even have a taiva for that. Right? The Kutzker Rebbe used to tell us, Taminim, I don't want you guys to fight off the Yitzhara. I don't want you to be busy with the Yitzhara. Because you're so busy in your Avodas Hashem, doing, you're learning, taking care of your family, taking care of your wife. The Yitzhara doesn't even have a second to breathe. But that's exactly what he says here. The Pasuk is telling us. You know, Mayim is Mayim El Torah. Every single one of us have the Ish Yitzhara and Nitzos HaKadosh. But we have to be sure to be able to take away the Sumera, get rid of the Ra in our lives. So then the Or, we're getting to the Kislev dictionary now. Then the Or, then the light could trickle in. Then the Hashem, why is it that people go to Eretz Yisrael? I have friends and even myself. You go to Eretz Yisrael for the year. Well, now it's a little different because of this thing. But if yeshivas know what they're doing, they put this thing on the side or even ban it. Yeah, but why is it that people come back differently? Different person. Come on Pesach. Oh, you flipped out. How do you know he wasn't flipped out the past 17 years? Now his Ish Kaddish was able to be a little revealed. The word is brainwash. Ooh, brainwash. They brainwashed him in Eretz Yisrael. They brainwashed him. I hate that word. Sorry. I don't like that word. Don't use the word hate. There's a Rosh Shiva in YU named Rapush. So his daughters are once fighting. So, Daddy, Abba, I hate her. So he goes back to his daughters. He goes, you don't hate her. You hate the Nazis. You hate the Nazis. You don't hate her. Hate's a very strong word. I dislike that word brainwash. Because sometimes we get so involved in the Americanized or whatever, the Western culture. And you go to Eretz Yisrael, a person comes back and be able to focus on his neshama. Then he becomes a different person. I'm not over here to tell anyone, Chas v'Shalom, there's a lot of good things about Eretz Yisrael, a lot of hard things, but at the end of the day, a person is able to focus on his neshama, then and only then can a person be able to feel who he comes from. Finally, the fifth and final idea, for the people that think that I'm too Hasidic, here is a Vilna Gaon, literally one of my favorite Torahs in the entire Torah. Comes along the Vilna Gaon, and the Gra tells us on a Perich of Zion, Pasuk of Beis, the Pasuk says, Ulai Musheni Avi. Yaakov tells Rivka, Mommy, it's a great plan, but let's say Daddy, let's say Yitzchak touches me. He's going to feel me. And the Gra says a beautiful idea. The Gra says it a few weeks ago. He says, Ulai, the two words to say maybe in the Torah, Ulai and Pen. Ulai is when you want something to happen. Ulai is when you want something, right? The Pasuk says by Vayera, right? But Avram was looking for the 50 tzadikim. Ulai yimatsun shem chadoshim, right? Pen is, right? You shouldn't do something. Pen this, pen that. You shouldn't do something. You don't want the thing to happen. Says the Gra, then why is Yaakov Avinu saying Ulai Yimusheni Avi? He should really say Pen Yimusheni Avi, because Yaakov is the Midah Emes. Yaakov is the Midah of Titan Emes LiYaakov. Says the Vilna Gaon. I couldn't find it. I found it all in a footnote, but this is Mamash the Vilna Gaon. Ulai Shemni Avi. Ulai means Halavai. Halavai Shavi Yimusheni V'Yargish Ani Yaakov. Says Amami. At the end of the day, I don't want to go through this. I'd rather get caught, because at the end of the day, Yaakov's Midah is Midah to Emes. He had the midah, he was the midah of Emes. The first reason is he didn't want to take the brachas out of Sheker. And the second reason he says, Sh'avi ratzol li'tun Esav, Abba wants to give it to Esav. Who am I now to take it? Im achach Yaakov li'tal brachas sh'olav ha'kibarav. So he's worried about the midah of Emes. He's also about the midah of Kibarav. But at the end of the day, such a vort. Ulai. Not pen. Ulai means that Yaakov wanted to get caught. He wanted to get caught because he was the midah of Emes. He was the midah of truth. And every single one of us, at the end of the day, we know, El Ol Tishrei Mar Cheshvan is Rosh HaTevos Emes. We're about to finish in Cheshvan. It's about very easy to feel inspired in El, very easy to feel in Tishrei. But who's Emistic? Is Mar Cheshvan. We're still coming to Kolo. We're still on fire for the Rabbono Shalom. We still remember our Tzvilos. As the originer says, the word Mar Cheshvan comes to the word from the Gemara, Marachshin. The Tzvilos are still on our lips. It's still part of our heart. It's still true to who we are. And that's the avoda of the last few days of Mar Cheshvan. Let's just review these four ideas. I have a minute and a half before everyone goes wild because Chas Shalom can't end on Y501. The first idea we said from Avram Holy to Sitzchak, we said from the Kol Ram, we said from Rav Moshe, that a parent should be present in a child's action. You see a child acting in a certain way, you see, that comes from a chash of a family. That comes from the parents who always focus on chesed, who always focus on midos and kedusha. So page one, we saw Adam Holy Yitzchak, the medrash that says that people would say that Avimelech, that Yitzchak came from Avimelech, so Achadosh Baruch Hu made a nes, that Yitzchak looked like Avram. So the Chedush Rem says it shouldn't be They shouldn't be late sonim, it should be yotzi. They were balei lashon hara. No, you want to know why they were late sin? They were late sin because they said, ah, he down for Avimelech, but he thinks that's the reason why that he got pregnant. That the Gemara is narishkan. The Gemara is narishkan. Then we said Rabbi Goldberg, Rabbi Simcha Bonim, that only when Avraham Avinu down for Avimelech, and even at his own expense, that it might be that he was going to be the one that Avimelech, and my people think that Yitzchak came from Avimelech, Avraham Avinu still down for Avimelech to have a refuah, because we know the Gemara says it only works if you're down for the same thing. That Avimelech was also barren. And Avraham Avinu davened for Avimelech, even at his own expense. We said the second idea from over there, from Yaakov davened Amshonov, Yitzchak davened for Rivka, and Rivka davened for Yitzchak. Each one was davened for each other. The second page, the second idea from the Oiv Yisrael after Rebbe, why did they get my spiritual traits? What about the father Yitzchak? The third idea, the Chavetz Chaim, never giving up. Even trying hard and working hard at the end of the day in Ruchnis and Gashmis. The fourth idea, Vayeshev Yitzchak Vayachbar, is Be'eros Hamayim. Even when things look hard, we never forget. The Chol Ish Yisrael Nitzot Kadosh. We have such an Ish Kadosh. We should make sure to get rid of those things, those things that block it up, the Plishtim in our lives, the Tumen lives that block it up, and then the Or, the Neshama could be able to be on fire. And then Ulai Misheni Avi, we want to be emistic. Even Yaakov wanted to get caught. Take the media of emes in our own lives. Be'ez Hashem Yisrael. Feed these ideas of Parshat Toldos as we head into the month of Kislev. Be'ez Hashem Yisrael. Shkor.